Only for down, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
I'm
in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my car, the shape of color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come!
She be make a tamuwa. Say my cookie na go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
I guess already when you hear the intro, automatically you should know that it is already time for us to party, like officially. You're welcome to my house once again. It's your own boy, Daturely Sherbrook, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab. As always, we come here every Wednesday by 6:30 just to give you the best and the finest of Afrobeat gist and music. And guess what? Today, we officially are making it an official thing. I don't know if it is the right word to use, but this is official to be official right now that we're playing all the soundtracks from the Water and Gary album by the one and only queen of Afrobeat, Tiwa Savage. A couple of months back, or a couple of years back, yes, she made an announcement that she's making a movie and she dropped the title. Guess what? We all have been expecting this movie, especially me, including me. But guess what? The movie finally dropped and trust me, it has been kind of a little bit of criticism and all of those, but I believe in anything you do, there will be always people to talk about the negative side of it all. But I just want to say, first of all, shout out to Tiwa Savage for putting out such a classic, you know, project. For putting out such a classic project, and she being able to like really finish the project and make it a successful one. I just want to say congratulations to her once again. So today we're going to be talking about all the songs and all the tracks and all the featured artists on the soundtracks, more like the album to the movie. Yeah, more like it. Definitely, you know, as a musical artist, she's officially in all of the songs. Maybe you figure it out for the back of your mind, because at the end of the day, you'll be like, she's always in the song. No, she's, first of all, Tiwa Savage is a musical artist, so she's just making her very first movie, and I think it's gonna be a great start also to the Nigerian music industry, because basically it is also difficult for you not to see, let me say, for example, people like Ludacris acting movies. It is more like, if you are a great or a famous musician, you have starred in one of the greatest or biggest movies. That's one thing American is known for. But in Afrobeat, I guess Tiwa Savage is doing it right now. We have a couple of people before who has done it. I'm not saying she's the first. There are people who have done it before, likes of Banky W, who is also a successful actor and a successful musician. Davido also was featured in one movie at one time. Anybody else? I know Bona was only a Phoenix. He did kind of feature in any. I don't know yet. I haven't done my research with that, but I think he hasn't been featured in any movie yet. But let's hope for the future. So this is like the difference between these and the others that I just made mention of is because that of the Banky, okay, was also like more like a main character, but this one is a story only for Tiwa Savage. She was just not the main character, but she is the character. I don't know if I'm making sense. She's the character, yes. So that's that for that. Without talking too much right now, we're going to be playing the intro from the soundtrack, Water and Gary. I'll come back and tell you what it means, by the way, then we'll just more about that. Water and Gary is just more like a combination we use, you understand? As a Nigerian, Water and Gary is always a thing. But without talking too much right now, we're going to be coming back. But for the meantime, we're going to be taking the first song from the soundtrack, Water and Gary, and she titled this one, East Side. And guess what? She did this one on her own. So ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Tiwa Savage, East Side, the intro to Water and Gary.
Thank you.
listening to My House on Radio Fab. By the name Dachle Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was the intro to the very project Watangari's soundtrack. And I want to say another thing, that wasn't more like a song, that was just more like a soundtrack, I guess. And as I said before, it's a soundtrack album, so there was no vocals, but I guess they were like instrumentals and all of those. So I guess it was like an official soundtrack to the album. So as an intro, I would say a very good start. Nothing more to expect, nothing less. Nice song, you know, the symphony was great, the instrumental was perfect. For a movie, I would say not a bad start. And talking about Watangari, it is a two-word. First of all, there is a popular saying also in Nigeria where we basically use some of the words like in English we say words like 5 and 6. If you understand English, you should also understand what I'm trying to say. When something is 5 and 6, it means they are close. When somebody's like Bonnie and Clyde, there are tons of, you know, words that we normally use like that generally in English. So but in Pidgin English there's one we call Water and Gary. Gary is a they call it, which should be the English name, what did they call themselves, cassava berries, I did they call them. I don't know. Yes, that's how they call it, cassava berries. More like a formation gotten from cassava. You know, you soak your cassava, you dry it, you grind it, you dry it, then you fry it with oil or white, and never any how you want it. The white one is what we call Jewode Gari, and the red one is the regular Gari. So, but you can eat it like that, and guess what? The gari is the substance you use in making eba. If you heard that thing from any African, maybe like a guy, I want chop eba. Yes, that's what they use in making eba. Mm-hmm. So that's gari for you. And there's been a debate for a very long time about gari and bread or whatever thing. And a lot of people has even taken it personally and be like, they are starting to compare gari to pizza. And I will tell you the truth, as a Nigerian boy, I will say that's more like a disgraceful debate. Yes, it's more like a disgraceful debate. I'm from Nigeria. I know how many times gari has saved souls when pizza was not there. Yes. It's just like a lot of people trying to compare. How would I say? Okay, let me do it this way. The comparison will also happen when it's like the part. Like the foundation from where you grew up from. Because people like us who wasn't having millions in their bank account when growing up really can tell you that in that debate, there is no way we are going to drag it. Gary, as they say, cassava. Berries that they call them, I'll be waiting. Cassava flex, yes, cassava flex is going to win that debate. I don't know, but if I know, when you go to the streets of Nigeria, that is not even a debate. So officially, I'm making it an announcement right now. They should stop that debate. We have already finalized it at this very moment. Yes, cassava flex is better than pizza and bread combined together. That aside, I'm talking about water. This is the only two combination. Like, even without adding anything, every regular Nigerian understand that you can just, you know, put your water inside your gari and you start eating it. And it has really, as I said, it is really more like a major food that has really helped a lot of Nigerians in difficult times. Yes. And I don't know, I feel like it is more like there is this bread we call like this bread, the French call baguette. Yes, the French call it baguette, and this bread is more like a traditional thing to the French. I don't know if it is true, but I've seen occasions where they present it as a traditional thing. Like, even as a Frenchman, no matter how big the dinner is, no matter how large it is, you will definitely have that baguette on the table. Just maybe, I don't know, to finalize it. As a Nigerian, you can't go to a Nigerian house and you can't find garri. It is difficult, except say the person that millionaire. And even millionaires, they do soak garri, so let's just let that aside. Talking about that's what I'm trying to explain, where the name came from, water and garri. So that is more like it. So without talking too much now, we'll be going straight to the project and see talk more about the movie and less of the soundtrack, because we're going to be like doing a lot of talking today. I'm going to be giving you also the track 2 from the soundtrack, Water and Garri, Tiwa Savage, and she titled this one Lost Time. Listening to my house on Radio Fab.
And turn our house into a home for life. And everything I do it twice. One for you, one for me. Wanna show you how I feel and not say. I could get you out my mind and that's not basic. I could get you out my mind, I wanna try. Came this far before, but didn't make it. Baby, I'm just thinking of the lost times when I didn't know you. Lost times, where done they find you? Lost times, I waited long enough. Baby, is it too much to go forever with you?
Without talking too much, that was Lost Time by Tiwa Savage from the album Lest You Forget, Water and Garri, just the movie soundtrack. And trust me, I wasn't even expecting less. That was beautiful and amazing. Shout out to the queen of Afrobeat. Yes, I don't know if everybody has made it official, but I am telling you, Tiwa Savage is officially my queen of Afrobeat. And talking about Water and Garri, the Water and Garri right now, it's available on Amazon Prime, which is Prime Video. Yes, I can also call it Prime Video. Yes, Amazon Prime, and you can call it Prime Videos. And it was released on Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, approximately weeks ago from this very day. And it's a 1 hour 20 minutes runtime movie. And trust me, the movie, you know, was urged to see the was one of the I can say is one of the things that I can say Tiwa Savage has been working towards for a couple of years now, because I think it's not a couple of months, it's been a couple of years, because she's like, I don't know how to say, she's been like announcing the release to this very moment. And bad news, I haven't even checked out the movie, no doubt. I haven't even checked out the movie. Hopefully I will someday, be busy this period all the time, but let's see what I can do. I really need to, you know, support a sister from another mother. And another along the line, I can also say, it's, as I said before, it is also a privilege for others like Wizkid, that the career is going little by little right now, should, you know, engage in things like that. It is better. I'm not trying to say anybody, any artist that you know right now that you know music is no longer falling in place, and just try and look for something like this to do, you know, understand, just bring out the movie, maybe your fans, maybe you, I'm not saying, if you go do a movie, be the spiace, as Italians will always say, we are not going to also patronize you. But the fact is, if you guys hear that somebody like Davido or Wizkid or Burna Boy is still on top, so let's just leave Burna out of this. Wizkid, for example, Terry G, nobody will even look, no need. Timaya, yes, Timaya is in the movie, he's starring in the movie. Everybody will want to, you know, check it out and see what, you know, Egberi Papa went and he did in the movie. So that's all I'm trying to say. It's like more like an opportunity for you. If you don't see your career, don't die. If you know your career is fading out, just try and fit in with something like this and save the fans. We just try to patronize you. I try to patronize you. You don't understand. I was talking about the soundtrack from Water and Gary. And this time, guess what? Tiwa Savage got Olavide and Maestro. And talking about these two people, they are amazing. I don't know if I've said anything about Olavide on this show, but trust me, if you know Afrobeat, please, ladies and gentlemen, you should know Olavide. He's not just an OG. He's more like, okay, let me put it this way. Two-Face laid the foundation. And guess what? Olavide was the person serving Two-Face the block when he was laying the foundation. You know, there is a master when you are building a house. Anybody who comes from Nigeria will understand what I'm trying to say. I don't know how you can describe it in English, because I might be an English speaking person. That doesn't mean I know English that well. Okay, let's do it this way. More like, let me use the Italian phrase, for example. An operaio and somebody who is aiutante. Esatto. Facciamo così. When people like Dibanj, Two-Face, Faze alone, the rest of them, OJB, we are really laying this foundation. People like Olavide were there serving them, you know, to make sure this industry gets to where it is today. And I can tell you, when Zlatan Ibile made mentions of people who Olavide has really helped in the industry, trust me, he couldn't stop naming. So officially, I want to say Olavide is one of the OGs. So without talking too much, before we start changing the topic right now, we have Tiwa Savage, Olavide, and Maestro on the song. The title is one, Kormona, and from the album, Water and Gary. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
If you no pick, you go miss the drop. Person will load money, don't they go? Me, I no swag, I no get you back. I may come on now, come on now.
If you jump slap, you go take Panadol. For the matter, they go like in Rojo, mi Rojo. Aro.
Kilo so, kilo bo. To bashele, awolo. Taloni moto, to lo post. If I catch you, you go know.
When you go man far away, far away, far away. You want to jaye like the boys from Maliku Wole. But waiting I know.
They say now you be benefactor, life changer, big spender.
Hey, I work for you on vanilla. Nobody want you. You say waiting, but waiting I know. I'm just a commoner.
My people come make I play you the cassette. Your life play your hand like a handset. But you don't get my new one like my set.
I'm just a commoner.
know if you fight them for long, even if you get black belt, though. People will want to use you, you must get to. When your life yori yori like bracket, though. Baby, Lulu, soku tu wawo, okalama, ovisi koro. You like to spend all your money for biggie bamba, me shak bana, koto dele uti la tom tom. Nobody you know, nobody you. No they do like assistant Holy Ghost. No they do like you great enjoyment. It like enjoyment that you want to join them ma. Me a follow with the gun up what the bow. Them me up them show you them back bow. No they look up, no they look up, no they look up. No they look up like we know no you be a bull. Agora, Omuga, Sauga, Asiama, Utiama, Omugama. But what did I do? I'm just a comer now.
Okay, that was Maestro Olamide and the one and only Tiwa, Queen Savage, on the title that one called Mona. Talking about Olamide, I just said he's one of the OGs that has been keeping it real for a very long time. And like the OGs that have been making the younger ones feel like they can do better. And Tiwa Savage, the Queen of Afrobeat, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, if you've seen anything special in this one, you'll be like, wow, she's sounding great. He's sounding great and all of this. Tiwa Savage has been doing music since like the early 2010s, so don't be disappointed. Don't just, if she even does anything bad in this track, she should be disappointed, because guess what? She doesn't just know music for music, she knows music in and out. So that's why we call her the Queen of Afrobeat. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're meeting Tiwa Savage for the very first time, we present to you the Queen. So, talking about Maestro, I think he's going to be in Arrestar's forthcoming album, which is going to be released next tomorrow on Friday, and, because I can sense that. So, I told you, when the track drops, I'm going to come here and we'll talk about the song and we'll listen to the song. Officially, next week, that's going to be our podcast. We're going to be listening to all of Arrestar's album, which is titled Just Turned 21. I don't know. Before she started her first album, 19 and Dangerous, but now she's titling this one Just on 21. Hopefully, let's see what songs she's gonna be releasing for. Though we had some of the songs already, but it's gonna be like more of a secret. So, without talking too much right now, the movie, let's talk about the movie. Yes, the movie is telling a story of Aisha, which is Tiwa Savage. In this case, she's called Aisha in the movie, and she's an ambitious fashion designer, now with a budding career in the US, and now she returned to her native home after 10 years, which is Nigeria in this scenario also. Following a family bereavement at home, things have changed, violence have escalated, and tensions have been high. As she reconnects with family, old friends, and her past love, she must learn to live with her scars and comfort the guilt she has left behind. And talking about this beautiful paragraph, the most part that I know is going to be more interesting in the movie is not about reconnecting with her family. No, that's a regular thing. It's not about reconnecting with her old friends. It's not about her learning to live with her scars or comforting the guilt that she has left behind, you know. But guess what? It's going to be living or reconnecting with a past love. I guess that's what the story is going to be about. If you haven't checked it out, I guess we're going to just go check it out and see what amazing movie I think it's going to be. As I said before, I haven't checked it out, so I have nothing to talk about the movie. But ladies and gentlemen, also, there is a musical artist I just want to present to you right now. This guy, he has, like, how will I say? Let me put it this way. I came across his song officially when it was trending, and he titled it Catapult, and the song really was kind of, I guess if there was number one at that time, that song should be that. No, it should have been number one at that very time. Yes, trust me, if there was music charts, I know they were, but it was not like an official one. Everybody has their own music chart and all of those. MTV had their own separately. Hip TV had their own separately. So I'm not saying like, not like the Americans, like the Billboard is more like a big deal. More than the Apple Music. Like, if you go number one on Billboard, it's more like a big deal in America. So, but right now we have such thing in Nigeria. This song, Catapult, was a song that really drew my attention to the guy. I was like, the first time I heard it, I was like, this guy is fucking talented. And after that, he has dropped project upon project, and he has worked with one of my favorite artists, a lot of my favorite artists, not just one. And one of them he has worked with was Faz. And they titled it Celebrity Girlfriend. And talking about that song, I can barely remember a scenario where, true life story. Okay, let me talk about this. We were young guys trying to make ends meet, and we went out to play soccer bet and say no to gambling. First of all, say no to gambling. We went out, we played soccer bet, we just, you know, trying to make $10 million with 100 naira. And I would say this, ladies and gentlemen, that's the biggest fraud on earth. Yeah, people are there saying this is fraud, that is fraud. The biggest fraud is you taking 1 euro to go play a game that will earn you 50,000 euros. A friend of mine once called me and he said, come, wait. If now your papa gets the Naira bet shop and first you can use 1 naira and win 50,000 euros, you go say, make it pay. What he was trying to say is, if I own any of this, you know, sporting bet, and somebody comes and they use 1 euros to win 50 euros, will I as the owner officially pay the person, or I will look for a way to sue the person to court and be like, he's a criminal? But that was a long story short. So we went out and we played our game, and you know, the game just started, a beautiful afternoon, we're just watching the game and, you know, playing music. That's, you know, we can multitask back then in Nigeria, not now. But then we can be watching a soccer game and reduce the volume and be playing music at the background. So we play music, beautiful moment, we're just watching the soccer game. I don't remember the very day, but it was Mayu. They were playing and Mayu lost, and I was really furious because Mayu was in my ticket and my ticket already cut. Okay, fine. Everybody was laughing at me officially. They were laughing like, a ticket don't cut normally, that kind of thing. So I come bone, you know, I come bone. But God, when I decide where to sleep, you know, as the next man start to see the play song, one of my cousin brother officially just, you know, he came out and he was like, it's like, I don't know, Everton or one of the English Premier League teams. He came out and was like, this team just lost and they are in my ticket, and this was very painful. He was trying to complain. And ladies and gentlemen, Ricardo Banks and Faz Celebrity Girlfriend was playing. If you see us, I can't dance that day. I swear, even me said, I can't ask myself whether I'd be enemy of progress. You know, the standard can see there. Let's go to the next song. And this guy is called Ricardo Banks, ladies and gentlemen. One of the favorites that has ever done it. His song JJ was a global hit. You know, I guess if there were TikTok at that time, Ricardo Banks would have been one of the most recognized Afrobeat artists of all time, because he did bangers upon bangers and bangers upon bangers. And ladies and gentlemen, he was one of the biggest artists that ever crashed Hip TV Night. Yes, what is it called? Yes, Hip TV Awards. Eddings. He crashed Eddings by the bunch signing him and Olamide signing Lekesh. So it was a night, I guess, nobody will forget in an hurry. So it was Ricardo Banks versus Cash at that very moment. It was that scenario that caused it, because he won the next rated. For me, he deserved it. But as Olamide said, the streets knows better. So ladies and gentlemen, to a savage featuring Ricardo Banks. I've even heard this song, so I know Ricardo Banks will never, ever disappoint. So the title is one, Reason. Thank you.
gang gang style. Cause I do laugh and smile too. When you go see my other gangsta style. Now you dey feel the vibe, cause you dey look me twice. Look your woman, don't look me, cause I know I'm fine, yeah. That's the reason why I don't pull up, yeah. That's the reason why I always fall. That's the reason why I never pull up, yeah. That's the reason why I always fall.
From destiny, cause you suppose they hear they caressing me. Info, lay off info, so mommy drinking kizo. Dango the money, I be sinzo. Eka nakam nakam, girl I know I'm solo. Baby dance I'm shaker, baby wine I'm golo. Come make up and a bit of this, but the girl I'm dilo. Every morning meditation I go give I'm to you. Nibola di rama gado bangi. Nibola lojojumo, ishe lo bangi.
Okay, that was Mr. Banks and Tiwa Savage. Trust me, it's been a beautiful ride. And was he talking about the soundtrack from the movie Water and Gary by the one and only Tiwa Savage? And it has been an amazing song we've heard so far. And as I said before, I am not impressed or neither disappointed, because I know the queen already does what she knows how to do best. Yes, and that's what she's doing right now. And talking about Ricardo Banks, as I said before, he's one of those guys who has kept Afrobeats alive for a very long time, still doing it. Though he has, you know, vanished a little bit, but trust me, I'm this person who believes everybody comes and go. So I guess Ricardo Banks has done his probably best, and will forever remember him. And when I saw him in the track list, I was like, that Tiwa Savage went to do her research very well before she went on this album track list. Trust me, she knows who she needs to call, and they will do a very beautiful job. And right now we have the next track from Water and Gary, and Tiwa Savage alone. She titled this one Love. I don't know, I'm just saying. But the title is Love. Oh. Calculate Okay, that was Lovo by Tiwa Savage from the album Water and Gary. And if you're just joining us, you're welcome. And this is My House, a program which we put together every Wednesday by 6:30, just to talk about the music of Afrobeat and Afro entertainment in general. And today we're talking about T.Y. One and Only Savage, or should I say T.Y. Queen Savage, the queen of Afrobeat, as she drops a movie, Water and Gary, and we're listening to all the soundtracks from the movie. And I'm talking about the next song. It is titled Emotions. Like as I said before, I said it was when I saw the artist that she featured, I was like, then T.Y. Savage really went home to do her research. Officially, some of the artists are artists like a lot of people, like the Gen Z's, have never heard about. Trust me, I know. But this time, I'm presenting to you Asha, and I'm not guessing. I know it is the very first time we're going to be listening to a feature from Asha or neither a song from Asha. Asha is what will I compare her to? She doesn't just do music for music, but she does songs that are motivational, inspirational. And the most funny part is, let me drop this before I go further. Asha was this kind of an artist who I guess, or I would describe as, used to trend those days. Because if Asha does what Asha does those days, these days, I don't know if I'm making any sense. Let me repeat myself. Asha is Asha. Those of us who knows Asha knows Asha. If most of us who knows Asha and her songs, that whatever song she does then, she do it now, Asha will remain for upcoming artists. Everybody, if you know you're in a joint, you should agree with me. She's more like a motivational singer. She does songs that uplift the soul, songs that motivates you, songs that, you know, I don't know how to describe it. She's just like this special artist who doesn't just sing for singing's sake, but does something that really inspires you. She's not a commercial artist. She's more like an artist. An artist, yes. Songs like Jayla, You Be My Man, and some others, still today, are songs that when you listen to, they will really, really uplift your soul, as I said. So without talking too much, I present to you Tiwa Savage, Emotions, featuring the one and only Asha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been selfish, I've been reckless, doing whatever I can. But even on my weakest days, I still can hold your hand. Struggle with some demons that will scare you at first glance. I could search the world, won't find a better friend. Let the truth come out, yeah.
I need to know in the morning.
Said I need you right.
Oh,
I need you, I need you, I need you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I need you around, yeah.
Okay, that was that. I don't know what happened. That song is so unofficial to play. I just don't know what happened, and I guess I get technical errors, by the way. Okay, the next song from Water and Gary. That was Asha, and I don't know what really happened. As I said before, I just hope it doesn't repeat any of the song, as I guess. I'm still trying to figure myself out, but without talking too much right now, Asha, as I said before, is one of those who has been there for a very long time, know what they know how to do best, still doing it, and you know, just keeping the reel for a very long time. So I guess I can't read that song right now because it's not playing on platform right now and on our, you know, softwares. So I guess hopefully we'll just move to the next song. And the next song is I Need You featuring Zaki Cortez and Tiwa Savage. Talking about Zaki Cortez, Zarkadi Cortez is somebody I've never heard of before, and I trust Tiwa Savage and you know, and our music selection, you know, what will I say, our music selection artists, because basically I believe and I know that she didn't just, you know, pick artists from anywhere. She really did settle down, and as a musical artist who has been there for a very long time, she knows what music is, and she really went out for the best, and I can really say he's one of the best. I'm not sure yet, I haven't heard of his song, I'm not here to judge, but as I said, I trust Tiwa Savage and her instincts. So ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Tiwa Savage featuring Zarkadi Cortez, and the title is one, I Need You, from the album Water and Gary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I've been selfish, I've been reckless, doing whatever I can. But even on my weakest days, I still can hold your hand. Struggle with some demons that will scare you at first glance. I could search the world, won't find a better friend. Let the truth come out, yeah. Said I need you around. I need you, I need you, I need you. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Strong. So many good ones hurt it. Look at what we've become. Now that our friends always turn enemies. So I hope you stay the same and you won't let me go. You won't be sorry. You know I'm forever and ever. And let the truth come out.
I need a door in the morning.
Oh, I need you around. When it feels like it's falling, yeah.
Oh,
was Tiwa Savage in Zarkadi Cortez, and the title of that one, I Need You. And we're still listening to My House from the studios of Radio Fab, and it's your own boy, the actual Sherbrooke, that is here making sure this is possible. And we're here, as I said before, every Wednesday by 6:30, just to give you the best of Afrobeat music. And we're talking about Water and Gary from we're talking about the soundtracks from the album Water and Gary. We're listening to the soundtrack from the album Water and Gary, and we're talking about the movie in general. And talking about the movie, Tiwa Savage demonstrated, promised and performed comfortably, and the supporting of the lead actors also fulfilled their roles, you know, respectively. However, according to We Talk Sound, he said they struggled to fulfill the grip of their character due to the confirming storyline. For example, talking about Jemina, when she was Ashish's cousin and was expected to be grieved, but there was no information for her concerning her brother's burial. Her cousin Tiwa came back, obviously. She was supposed to keep the viewers updated about the aspect, but nothing. Some roles were not really relevant because the writers didn't have developed plans for the character. Sometimes expectational acting can, you know, have a weak plot or captivate the story, or however overshadowed the metaphor performance, but yet in Water and Gary, it had to judge the actors separately from the narrative. The character felt somewhat swallowed, made it difficult for the actors to fulfill and embody their roles and engage the audience. Of all of the performers, I would say Tiwa Savage playing Asher and Andrew Botti playing K were the, you know, standard performers, not because they killed it, but because the entire movie was based on both of them, and they literally in our faces 90% of the time. So that's just what WeTalkSounds.com thinks about the characters. And now back to the song. I don't know if I've introduced that before. I call her the Princess of Afrobeat. So let's just take a step back now and say this next song is from the Princess and the Queen. So what would you expect? So ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to make an introduction. I give to you a song by Ara Star, which we are going to be officially listening to our album next week. By God's grace, let's put it that way. They call this one Gara, and with the Queen of Afrobeat, Tiwa Savage.
Uba, what am I saying?
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
I've been on feet, give you the loving you want. I dey for streets, if man don't get money now, walk. Hey, and I know you need someone to cuddle, Lord. We no go leave you come out. I cannot be that girl.
Ina, 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 oh. Got too many things that they worry my inna way. I got to shit. Love, forgive me, I'm a sinner, oh. As I hustle, make the goodie just say, enter in the ball, dance. We go Germany and Italo. Steady on the road, and they call I go where they rob and they. Oh, the naka, you go there, okay. I know they have less, oh. I just want to. So I feel love you, eh. Make your body. For real, let's go. No one make you. I just want to love you. Make your body cool.
That was Gara by the one and only Tiwa Savage featuring Ara Star. More like the princess and the queen coming together. And we're talking about the movie Water and Gary. I already explained what Water and Gary meant. How will I say it again? I guess we've listened to some of the, you know, stars that used to rule Afrobeat before they went to, because I believe if somebody of the 90s comes and be like, Snoop Dogg was more like this, was more like that, I guess a lot of people would make doubt of it. But trust me, if you were born in the 1990s, you know, early 2000s, or you listen to music from the early 90s, to the, you know, to the early 2000s, you will know there is nothing, what will I say? There is nothing that Baby is doing right now that Snoop hasn't done. There is nothing Kendrick Lamar is doing right now that 50 didn't do. There is nothing that Drake is doing right now that people like J. Cole did not do. I'm not saying, sorry, not even J. Cole, sorry. I'm talking, this is, J. Cole is a new generation, he's a middle child. Who? There's nothing, name any artist that you think is on board right now that he did not do. So, more like it, I'm trying to say, people from the, also from the albums have been stars. At a particular time, they were the top stars of Afrobeat. So, probably some of them you're still hearing right now, some of them you've never heard before. Baba, it'll be like that sometimes. You don't understand. Take up my system. But inside there, these were used to be stars. So without talking too much right now, I'm bringing to you Black Sheriff and Young John. I've told you several, Young John used to be a producer for Olamide officially said. Though he produced for a lot of artists, but Olamide officially was like Young John's producers. Like, anytime you hear Olamide and Young John, Kamiseria, voila. Just know it is going to be another banger as I'm saying it in, what's this called? Reman's verse right now. Another banger. And talking about Black Sheriff, since Black Sheriff did what did he title the song? Second Sermon featuring, that's the release, featuring Burna Boy. And he did, because I fucked up, I don't really know the title of the song officially, but I guess Black Sheriff has been doing something after something after something, but his songs has never been up there for a very long time. So we hopefully want to see him back. Because Black Sheriff is one of those artists that I believe that they are super talented to understand that. As in, they just need to keep that consistency. And if not for say Black Sheriff even rest, maybe for or Black Sheriff not real for not a year, Jali Poppy right now. You know, Black Sheriff used to give us songs that are, you know, listenable, you know, relatable and also, you know, motivational. And I will say it again, Tiwa Savage went full out this time, and I did not doubt that even Black Sheriff was in this album. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Black Sheriff, Young John, the Weeknd producer, and Tiwa Savage. Okay, sorry, I need to say this. It just came into my mind. I need to say this. There was one time a guy was having a conversation with somebody, and MDBT, if you remember this scenario. When that you post them, a guy tested you on WhatsApp and he was like, ah bro, I produce, I do, you know, I sing, I produce, I direct, I act, I do this. The guy named like 7 things. I don't know if you remember. After naming those 7 to be 8 things, you replied with your message and you said, oh my, we can pass Young John. So right now I'm telling you, that's how to describe when somebody is really too perfect. So Young John was too wicked and he was perfect at the same time. So Young John, Black Sheriff, and Tiwa Savage. And the title is one, Kili Majiro.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
They won't kill my energy, won't tell. They won't put down my thunder. They don't know, say disgrace now, bonge. I never let anyone see me finish. Your case no different, you know, they do me anyhow.
I did my junction, no let your papele can't stop my shoe. Oh, the mingo, no, some on me before I lose control. Mental protection, cause no one know the way to ease my stress. Brand new dimension. But you got a brand new dimension, oh no.
Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro,
Kilimanjaro. I make it mad to Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro.
I make it mad to Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro. Oh, like Kilimanjaro. Oh, too many man carry fire, chasing me, racing me, disturbing me. They said I was done, make I retire, but I'm blazing that no one believe. And I can't pretend something they cover me, oh. Blessings they follow me, oh. Yes, me and my amigo. And I want to say, stand well if you come for me, oh. Oil in my head, my body and soul. Stress free, I'm stuck in my toe. Oh, like Kiliman.
Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro,
How you make it mountain, Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro,
How you make it mountain, Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro. Oh, like Kiliman, Kiliman, Kilimanjaro. Oh.
Okay. That was Kilimanjaro by Young John, the weekend producer, Black, and the one and only Sheriff. They call him Blackie in Ghana. Let me make that official. He's from Ghana, our neighboring country, and the queen of Afrobeats, Tiwa Savage. And talking about the movie, we've been talking about Wotan Gary, and this is the songs, or officially the soundtracks from the album Wotan Gary, and we've been listening to it. And talking about it, according to WeTalkSounds.co, he said that they believe that when the story falls short, filmmakers often, you know, compensate the various elements to make the movie consumable, such as a star-studded cast, you know. However, what they overlooked is the viewers comes with a certain expectation, which is true. And if those expectations ain't met, the film fails to deliver 100%. I agree with them. But despite featuring the queen of Afrobeat, the movie Wotan and Gary proving underwhelming. So which means it's a go, must watch movie. So ladies and gentlemen, I am both saying we should go check it out. Wotan and Gary by Tiwa Savage, which is just premiered on Prime Video, or I might say Amazon Prime, and go check it out. And trust me, according to WeTalkSounds.com, it is a movie everybody needs to go check. Sorry, WeTalkSound.com. It's a movie we all need to go check out. And we finally come to the wrap up of this week's episode. If you've been here all along, or you've listened to our podcast to this extent, just want to say thank you. You're the reason we come here every Wednesday to do what we know how to do best. And what can I say? Let me add this. First of all, I just want to say, as always, I will say there will be no me without you, and there will be no you without me. We both make life, you know, life itself, because imagine there was just me on planet Earth, it would have been the most stupid thing on Earth. And imagine you be thinking, we say this guy, no, exactly. In as much as somebody once said, in as much as I believe I brought a couple of smiles or happiness to people, or I have put smile on people's face, it is more of a pleasure to me to do more. So I just want to say thank you for always being there. Thank you for supporting your own boy. And hopefully I'll see you next week, so we'll talk about great things and play good music as always. So I'm signing out with the official title of the song featuring the one and only Caveman. And talking about Caveman.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
I go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to my house.
Yeah.